Welcome to Gossip About Gossip, powered by Hedera Hashgraph. In each episode, we'll cut through the hype of blockchain promises and explore real-world examples of organizations creating the next generation of decentralized applications, which will bring trust back to the internet for us all. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of Gossip About Gossip, the podcast where we talk about real-world applications of distributed ledger technology. My name is Zenobia Godstock, and I'm the SVP of Communications here at Swirled Labs, helping to grow the Hedera ecosystem. Today, I am joined by Alex Strujak, who runs Seeplify. Hi, Alex. How are you?
Hi, Zenobia. Nice to meet you. I'm fine, thank you. I'm just finished my day work, and I'm here with you to talk about DLT products, and especially, I think, that about Seeplify.
Great. So I was excited when Grace at the foundation connected us. This sounds like a really interesting area that you are in. My family actually has done, my dad was in marine insurance. We know that is a big business. There's a lot going on there. So tell us what Seeplify is. I think the name is really interesting, and tell us how that came about and what you all do.
Seeplify is a digital platform for the maritime industry. It helps with hiring and also supports the career growth. We have features like job matching, educational resources. We have a digital library where professionals can upload different materials that they gather during their career. And in this way, they can help juniors and cadets that are in the beginning of their career with those materials. When they are on a deck or on an engine that they need to repair. Also, we have a jobs listing, so they can find jobs and hire through using Seeplify. We have a community section. It's something like Stack Overflow, where they can add questions and can receive answers from specialists from the industry. And the latest feature, it's a trivia section where they can test their knowledge, something like Duolingo. They can ask different questions or take some tests, and in this way they can learn, and also they do it in a fun way. And that's Seeplify. I'm from Romania. I also have a lot of members in the family that works in the industry. And the name, it's a combination of two words. As the first letters say, the first word is C, and the other word is simplify. So we can say that we can simplify the way professionals from the industry are finding jobs or grow in their career.
And how are they doing that today? Is it just sort of word of mouth and who you know?
Somehow, but also there are the classic old methods. They are going through social media platforms or jobs listing dashboards. The old recruiting platforms, and that's all. So basically, we identified in the industry this gap, this modern aspect that we think that we are bringing in our app. So that's how they are doing it. Right now, and I hope that Seeplify will change these methods and will bring something fresh in the industry.
All right. And why was it important to use distributed ledger technology as part of this solution?
Well, we have another feature in the app that we will launch it in January. We will launch a gamification system to make our users to contribute to the community. And for each action they will do in the app, like answering to other questions or contributing to the community with materials in the library, etc., they will receive some points. And at the end of the month, top three users who gather most of the points will receive a reward. And also, the reward will be USDC. And because of that, we wanted to have a technology that it's cost-effective, it's safe, it's fast, and in this way we choose to use it by a collaboration with Blade Wallet, which is a wallet built on Hedera. And basically users will link from our app with Blade Wallet, and in this way we can send them the rewards at the end of the month.
And it seems like, you know, DLT is also well suited for sort of demonstrating credentials and being able to prove that you have done certain things that you claim, you know, within your profile. Is that part of your plans?
We had it in the beginning, but during our interviews and a lot of discussions with companies, we decided that is not the moment to launch it, because by validating the credentials means that a lot of companies, let's say, not companies, universities, a user will add to his profile that he just graduated a maritime university. And to validate that credential, the university needs to create an account and to receive notifications each time a user adds that to his profile. And from our discussions with universities, companies, medical centers who give to the users, to the CIFARs, let's say, a lot of medical certificates that need to be validated, they said that will be a lot of work on their side to do that. They like the idea. They said that it's a great thing that will bring something new in the industry, and also will remove this, let's say, lies from the profiles, because users can lie in the profile. But they said that right now they don't have the resources to do that. But we have it in the pipeline, we have it in the design, we develop it, but we will launch it in the future.
Perhaps down the road.
Yeah.
And so
initially,
as
a side note, initially our product was only a credential and a recruitment platform, only with this feature.
Yeah, but pivoting to sort of meet the market need where they are today.
It sounds like. Exactly, yeah.
And tell us a little bit about your experience building on Hedera and working with the various teams.
Well, I'm a product designer. I work in a technology company. I have more than 12 years experience in creating products, especially mobile and web products. This product is my first product that has DLT technology, and I'm happy that I choose to include this feature, because we learn a lot during the process. And right now we are sure that choosing this technology for our gamification system rather than a classic way, I don't know, if a bank account, etc., was the best choice that we could have it in during our design and implementation process.
And, you know, what kind of, this seems like a very international solution, right? You have folks who are probably working across all different geographies. Is it designed to be used by anybody anywhere worldwide?
Yeah. In the community section, every time a user creates an account based on his nationality, he will land in a community dedicated to his nationality.
Okay.
So right now we have users from Poland, Greece, UK, Norway, Germany. So yeah, we created for international usage, not only for our country locally.
Great. And so how do people onboard on the platform? It sounds like it is a sort of Web 2 to Web 3 experience, right? You have a website, you have a place that people are going and using sort of traditional means of registering before you then onboard them, with Blade Wallet to potentially use those Web 3 features.
We have a website, and from there they are redirected to Play Store or to Google Play Store and to iOS Store. And also users find our app in those stores organically.
Great.
And also the wallet, they will install it as a request to join the leaderboard and the gamification system. Basically, you can join and earn points if you don't check some requirements. And one of the required point is to install and link the Blade Wallet with Simplifier.
Okay, great. And so what is ahead for you all? You've gotten this far. You have, it sounds like, users across very, a number of different countries. What do you see ahead for the next 6 to 12 months?
Basically, we want to improve the app because there is no app without bugs.
Yeah.
And we want to make it as stable as possible. And also, we are looking to keep going with interviews and find out what users' needs are. And of course, if the users will ask for new features, for sure we will add new features. Otherwise, the plan is to grow the app and to bring as many users and companies in the app. Right now, the app is free and will be free at least 1 year from now on. And yeah, we are trying to make it better and to increase the usage, to have as many as possible users in the app and active users who will install Blade Wallet, of course, and that will use the app to contribute and to make it a tool for their career.
Fantastic. Well, Alex, thank you so much for sharing this journey with us. We hope you will keep us updated on your progress. And for those who want to check it out, SEAPLIFY.com.
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me. And yeah, I will keep you updated.
Awesome. Thank you so much.